No. I need a man who can follow. Someone who knows how to play, how to follow.
Thank you. Thank you. be that bad with it.
Yeah, we can't hear also. Then this is sound. All right, not too loud, not too soft. You can hear it, but it's not terrible. I think it's okay.
Sound ready, guys? What
is it?
Yours is too loud.
Yeah.
This one is good, but I think this is piercing.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Keep speaking.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, take it out.
Take
it out. Hare Krishna. It was too hot. It was too hot. Okay. Om Yam Timidam Tasya Yamantana Sadaya Tasya Shumitam Kingam Tasmai Shri Guru Shri Chaitanya Bhagavata Sahadikam Kingam Bhutai Sayam Guru Prakadam Haitam Bhati Sarapati Namde Yam Shri Guru Shri Guru Prakadam Shri Guru
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Too high.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
I'm thinking about whether it's okay. It's a little too high, but only slightly. Make it slightly, slightly less. Hare Krishna. A little less. Little less. Hare Krishna. Still it can be a little less. It's a little too high. Hare Krishna. No, it's okay. Now you're the next case.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna. No, no, this is not for you. This is for you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
It was perfect in the beginning.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, you can hear me now, right?
Yeah.
And you speak, they can hear you? They can hear you? So change Corona. So first thing is to is proper behavior.
The mission is to have a good behavior
for our Krishna consciousness movement. Proper behavior begins with chanting Hare
Krishna.
And following four regular principles. No gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication. Ladies can move up a little bit. Okay, that's good. Dhyuta Padam Sriyam Sriyam Yatra Dharma Chaturvita. In first canto, it said that the Dharma was given permission to live in these four places.
Mm.
Tutum, where there's gambling. All kinds of speculative games and sports. And time-wasting activities. This ball, that ball. So many activities. These are these all included. And palm intoxication. Even coffee and tea. All these things. Cigarettes. This is all intoxicants. And striya, illicit sex. And shunya, eating meat, fish, and eggs. Yatra adharma chaturya. These are four places where adharma was given permission to reside.
Yatra adharma chaturya. Jekhane ei adharma thakar jonno jayga dewa hoyeche.
Therefore, it's said in the first canto that any spiritual leader or public leader must avoid these four things. These are a must. Nowadays, the political leaders and even the spiritual leaders don't do these things. Even the Adhyatmic leaders. And sometimes they even advocate that you should also do this thing. But that means they're useless. Evam papi action. Tutam panam striyam. So these things, strictly, if someone wants to seriously take to the path of Krishna consciousness, he must give up. The Prabhupada compared these four activities to the pillars of the building. Four pillars. So if you pull down the pillars, the whole building collapses. So when these four sinful activities are stopped, then that's the end of sinful life. Sinful life collapses. Therefore, strictly, these four principles should be followed. And positively, one should be engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, speaking about Krishna, serving
Krishna.
These things are the life of the devotee. Srila Prabhupada remembered that his Guru Maharaj noticed that this boy likes to hear.
Srila Prabhupada, his Guru Maharaj, says he likes to hear.
Prabhupada said, I would understand or not understand, but I would go on hearing. He said, my Guru Maharaj used to speak from the highest elevated platform. He said, even when he would speak in Bangla, I couldn't understand. But still I would go on hearing. That was my policy. So his Guru Maharaj remarked that this boy likes to hear. And Prabhupada said, because I was enthusiastic about hearing, now I'm enthusiastic about chanting or preaching. Shravanam Kirtan. If we hear, then we have something to talk about. Yes, if we don't hear, what will we talk about? We'll talk about mundane Brahmic talk. But if we hear Srimad-Bhagavatam, Sokata, Krishna, if we hear about Krishna, then that hearing will result in chanting. And the chanting will result in more chanting. One time, one journalist asked Prabhupada and Swamiji, what will be the result of this chanting? In America. Prabhupada said, chanting. The result of the chanting will be more chanting. The more we chant Hare Krishna, the more others will also chant Hare Krishna. It's said that a third class devotee is the devotee who chants Hare Krishna. And second class devotee, he gets others to chant Hare Krishna. And first class, just by seeing him, people chant Hare Krishna. So our process is very simple, to hear and to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Shravana Kirtan, Krishna. To hear about Krishna, or hear the holy name of Krishna from authorized source.
Shravana Kirtan, Krishna. And Bhagavane Padar, Bhagavane Padar, Suttadhika Shravan Kuri.
And then to repeat the same vibration. And follow. I know one time I was on Padayatra in Orissa. And in Orissa, which is not alone, there were many devotees in our Sankirtan Padayatra led by Lokanath Swami Maharaj. And we traveled through many, many states. And in Orissa, they were very enthusiastic for kirtan. When we would leave we would approach a village, when we would leave a village, a kirtan party would come with us to see us off. And after 10 kilometers, maybe another kirtan party would join us from the next village. And they would chant with us all the way to the village, another 10 kilometers. Cold, Kartal, enthusiastic. So it was wonderful. Then we would get to the village and everybody would relax. And the kirtan party from the village would put down their mridangas, kartals. And they would pick up their beads and begin to chant. So this is, of course, it's wonderful that they're enthusiastic for chanting Hare Krishna. But chanting is not enough. One has to be trained how to follow the process of devotional service. Under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, one should learn the rules and regulations. One should learn how to act in devotional service. That begins with following these four rules and chanting Adi Mala. Therefore, at initiation, we make the disciple promise. What rules will you follow? No gambling, no meat eating, no intoxicating, smellless, etc. And Sholamana. And as Prabhupada points out, that's the beginning. Initiation means the beginning. Then after that, there are so many other principles to be learned. Sri Rupa Goswami lists 64 items of devotional
service,
out of which 5 are very important.
Sadhusanga.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by one of his Grahastha devotees, what should be the behavior of a
Vaishnava?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Asatsanga kya Vaishnava try. He should avoid asatsanga. Asatsanga is having a Vaishnava. This is Vaishnava
behavior.
What is asatsanga? Stri Sangi Eka Shatu. Krishna Bhakta. Not Sri Sangha, Sri Sangi. There is a legitimate Sri Sangha in Grihastha
Ashram.
But those who are Sri Sangi, too much attached to him, are asasangha.
So,
attached for sense enjoyment. There the satsang. Sri Sangi Eka Eka Shatu, Krishna Bhakta, and the Nandavotis were the yes, the Nandavotis.
Krishna Bhakta
Krishna Bhakta. So the devotee is trained that you don't associate with these people. Asasam Tyag.
Asasam
Tyag. Then, what association should I
have?
That's also described. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Sarva-sastrikvai, Madhu-matri-sarva-sandhi, sarva-lishti-sarva-sandhi. Yes, Madhu-matri. One should associate with sarvas.
So, if I were to say sarva-sastrikvai,
Sadhu Reva Samantavya Samyad Bhavati. Sadhu doesn't mean these people with long beards and everything else.
Sadhu Vani Bhakti. Sadhu Vani Bhakti.
Sadhu Vani Bhakti. Sadhu means legitimate devotee.
Sadhu Vani Bhakti.
So it's very important to associate with devotees because by that association, our Krishna consciousness will grow. If we associate with businessmen, we'll become businessmen. If we associate with thieves, we'll become thieves. And if we associate with devotees, we'll become devotees. So, sadhu sangha. Then, Krishna seva, to serve the deity of the Lord. Either at the temple or at home, one should serve the form of Krishna. And for that also, there are so many rules and regulations how to serve the deity. These are all described in Nectar of Devotion. So one should learn how to serve the deity. The basic principle is that everything should be offered to Krishna. The deity is the proprietor. When the deity is installed in the home, that means the home belongs to the deity, not to me. And the food is prepared for Krishna, not for me. And everyone here in the home belongs to Krishna, not to me. And I also belong to Krishna.
I am
to Krishna. So, Sarasanga, Krishna Seva, and then Bhagavad. To hear Srimad Bhagavad. The whole science of devotional service is found in Srimad
Bhagavatam.
And so many relishable topics are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Bhagavatam is a mahi. Mugurabho Vasikabhu Vipadam. The Bhagavatam is drink Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't read it, drink it.
Bhagavatam is a mahi. Bhagavatam is a mahi. Bhagavatam is a mahi. ভাগবতকে কম করতাম।
There are so many useless topics, just like the newspapers, all useless topics. Shrota Vyadni Rajendra Vrnam Santi Sahastra Sahab Apashtatam Atmatatvam Vriheshu Vriham. All the useless topics. The newspaper you read 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. The news section, the sports section, the movie section. Financial section. And after you've read whatever you wanted to read, how do you feel? You feel that now I've read the newspaper, I'm so happy. Anandachin. Now I feel enlightened. No, at the end you feel. No more knowledge, no more happiness. Only 20 minutes, half an hour has been subtracted from my life. And if it only subtracted time from my life, that would be good, because it does more. It also pollutes the intelligence. Because it fills my mind with all rubbish topics. So much propaganda, so much news. And in Bhagavatam it said that these useless topics are like bamboo or other such plants growing around the bank of a tank.
Bank of
a pond. When these bamboos, they suck up, gradually suck up all the water. Then nothing. So these useless topics absorb our intelligence. Well, I'm thinking of all these useless things, how will I think of Krishna? The newspapers, the internet, katha.
Facebook katha.
Well, so many. Just talk. Digital Brahmya katha. So instead of these things, we should hear Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Hear and read and discuss. Why did Prabhupada go through so much trouble to present Srimad
Bhagavatam?
The Bhagavatam is the life and gives the life and soul of devotional service.
ভাগবত আছে কি আমাদের জীবন
সাধু সঙ্গ কৃষ্ণ সেবা ভাগবত না হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ
সাধু সঙ্গ কৃষ্ণ সেবা ভাগবত কথা তারপরে নাম সর্বদা নাম করো
By chanting Hare Krishna, we associate with
Krishna.
And Braja Bhaksha, to live in Vrindavan Dham or Mayapur Dham, or to make, live in the temple or make our home like Vrindavan.
Braja Bhaksha,
These five items are especially powerful. And all of the principles, 64 items, they're meant to be servants of two principles. You know those two principles? Smartavyam satatam vishnu, be smartavyam jagrachit, sarvavidhi nishedasyu, etayor, evakinka. First principle is always remember Krishna. And the second principle is never forget
Krishna.
All the other rules and regulations are servants of these two rules. Always remember Krishna, never forget
Krishna.
And our Krishna practice activities in ISKCON are arranged in such a way as to promote this. There's Sarasanga, there's service of the deity, there's Bhagavad Gita, there's Harinam.
The
atmosphere of Vrindavan. So we can take advantage of all of these things through dancing Krishna
consciousness.
And learn all the principles for rendering devotional service. How to live. And then prachar, to distribute this to others. But if the achara is not there, then who will listen to the prachar? Now you give up smoking. Do you smoke? I smoke, but you give it up. That will not be a
problem.
Read these books. Do you read them? Well, no, I sell them. So, we should take all of these principles to heart. And not by the achara, by the activities of devotional service, will want to do prachar. If I don't follow these principles, why should I want to do achar, not prachar? I want to sleep. I want to watch television. I want to do something. But I won't be very enthusiastic to preach. Prana cheya. There has to be life, then one can preach. And we get life by following these principles. Associating with devotees, rendering devotional service. In that association, what is that? Satam Satanga. Malabirya Sampada. Bhavati Vitkaram Sampada. Yashkoshana Dashkosha Bhagavatam Shaparadir Bhakti Kamukumishu. By in the association of devotees, this Krishna Katha and Krishna Bhakti become very strong.
Satam Pasanga Bhagavatam.
One gets a taste for chanting Hare Krishna, hearing and speaking about Krishna. And one makes quick progress on the path of freedom from material existence. So then he becomes enthusiastic. Everyone should get this. Why just me, everyone? Just like if you get some gadget that you like, iPhone or Galaxy Note 10. Then you'll think, then you'll advertise to your friend, oh, this is such a good phone. Oh, this is the best. You should get this, a phone like this. Mine's cheap, by the way. But if you like it, then you'll want to advertise to all of your friends. Or if there's a source where you're getting first class mango, then you'll try this. Mango is first class, you have to try this mango. When you're enthusiastic, naturally, you're getting a taste, you're getting happiness. You'll feel like, oh, I should share this with my family members, I should share this with my friends, I should share this with everyone. When you're tasting, then it overflows and you think, oh, others should also taste this. Then Anandam Buddhi Bhartana, the pleasure increases. You're eating some nice mango and then you think, this is so nice. Then you give to your husband or you give to your wife and they say, oh, this is so nice. Then your happiness increases. Then you give to a friend, you give to others, it's hope. Really nice. And you get so much happiness. How much mango can one man eat? But how much can he distribute? And they get more happiness. By eating, he gets some happiness, but by distributing, he gets even more
happiness.
He becomes happy to see others becoming happy. So this is the principle of prachar. We have something nice, let us distribute. So this Krishna consciousness is very nice. Srila Prabhupada has distributed it to us, and we can distribute to others, and others will also get happiness and freedom from material existence. What they're doing for happiness is all rubbish. But if they take this chanting Hare Krishna, this path of Krishna consciousness, then they'll be permanently happy. Some question,
is a question? Question? Okay.
We heard that Paramatma is instructing us, and in the same time we heard that a living entity has the individual minute independent. So, how that the two factors work in
related?
So, one question of the
Paramatma is instructing, but we may follow or not follow. That's our independence. You take Jasita Thakur in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna told Arjuna in the 18th chapter, now I've instructed you everything, do as you like. If you follow my instructions, then everything will be all right. And if you don't, then you'll be degraded and you'll become entangled in sinful reactions. But it's up to you. Do what you like. But the first problem is that we don't even know what the Paramatma is saying. It doesn't even come to the point of follow or not follow. We don't know what he's saying. Paramatma is in my heart, but what instructions is he giving me there? I don't know. Because my heart is not pure, I'm not able to hear. Therefore, the Paramatma appears as the pramanic root.
The
Guru's instructions we can hear. We can follow or not follow, but we can hear. And along with the Guru, the Shastra is there. We can hear from Shastra. So then, that's also Krishna. The Shastra is not different from Krishna. So then we get the instructions more excessively. In the form from the Guru and from the Shastra and from the Shavas. Then it's up to us, will I follow, will I not follow? If I follow, that's my good fortune.
গুরু মানে দীক্ষা গুরু এবং শিক্ষা গুরু দুজন কি বোঝাচ্ছেন
গুরু মিন্স দীক্ষা গুরু এবং শিক্ষা গুরু
yes they're saying do they say different things
হ্যাঁ দুজন কি বলছে দুজন সেম
Diksha Guru means he teaches the science of Krishna, and Shiksha Guru teaches the same thing. They say the same thing. Not that by putting on saffron dress he becomes sadhu, otherwise not sadhu. All the Vaishnavas are sadhus. And all the non-Vaishnavas are not sadhus. All the Vaishnavas are great. And all the non-devotees are wretched. So we should appreciate the association of Samastha.
What is the basic difference of Bhakto and Vaishnava?
One starts with B and one starts with B.
Bhakto and Vaishnava are part of the B is full of C is full.
Bhakto means different classes.
Bhakto means Krishna.
There is no difference between Bhakto and Vaishnava.
Bhakto and Vaishnava are the same.
So in the same platform they are.
The two terms mean the same thing. Just not on your day to talk.
Vishnu
Bhakta.
Vishnu Bhakta and Vishnu
Bhakta. On the day of the Bhakta night.
On the day of the Bhakta
night. Okay, there's a question.
Share market. She's asking, is share market also gambling?
Is the share market also gambling? I never heard Srila Prabhupada directly say. But from discussing with devotees, this is what I've understood. There are two kinds of dealing in the share market. Conservative and speculative, highly speculative. You have some very steady companies, just like you invest in Reliance or your Reliance Bhakta. You own shares in Reliance? Very safe investment. You think, I'll get a little more money this way than from the bank. There'll be some profit. But then there's high risk. If I invest here, I think I can get double, triple. And then it can become highly, then it becomes like dice. And especially even you see people, they don't have the money and still they don't have extra money and still they're investing. If this stock will go up, that stock will go up. That is bhakta gambling. The experts in the field, they can analyze very carefully. And then when they invest, it's done with careful thought. And the others are rolling the dice. Or even those who are expert, they think, well, I have some extra money, let me roll the dice. That is gambling. Otherwise, everything is gambling. You walk outside on the street, you know, you're risking your life. A lorry may come and kill me, who knows? But, in what should we say? So everything is a risk, the business is a risk. Having children is a risk. Getting married is a big risk. But the share market, I think that answers your question. But regarding the share market, I think this answers the question. Something else?
I have a question.
Krishna Maharaj, আর অদম ফ্যামিলি আর কেউ আছে সেটা একটু বর্ণনা করে দিন। এক নম্বর কোশ্চিন, দু নম্বর কোশ্চিন হচ্ছে ধন সঞ্চয় করা নিশা কি নিশা না? আগর নিশা ও ফোর নিয়ম মে কাউন্টিং হতা কি নি?
Okay, regarding your first question, yes, the family members of the Dharma are mentioned in Srimad
Bhagavatam.
In the second or third canto, it's mentioned all various family members of a Dharma are introduced to Lord Brahma. Cheating, falsity,
death.
Should I look it up for you? Should I look it up?
Yes, yes, they want to see.
Okay. In there.
Where, Maharaj?
Left up.
Any moment?
No, I hope I to stay back. Okay, research that.
Research
that. Drop through it. Take me.
Drop through
it. It helps the research.
Yes.
It helps the research.
I think it's in the Dhruv Maharaj section. Dhruv Maharaj.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we'll find it.
Oh, no, 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 sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It's wrong. I'm wrong.
For it, yeah.
Okay.
Adharma ka parivar. Mrishad dharmasya paryasi dambham ayam prashatruhan asuta mitunam tattu nirvitir jagrahe praja. Another son of Lord Brahma was Adharma. And his wife's name is Falsity. Mrisha. It's Sanskrit.
Mrisha.
Mrisha Devi. And you want to know who their children were? The Dhampam Mayam Chatruham. The one was a demon named Dhampa, bluffing, and another, Maya. Do you want to know who the grandchildren were? Tayo Sanghara Samabhavanda Vam Nikriti Ska Mahamate Tabhyam Krodas Jahimsa Cha Yadduruti Sasakalihi. The grandchildren were greed and lobha, greed and nikriti, cunning. And these grandchildren, these are from the children together had sex, and then the grandchildren were from the brother and sister. Then again the same thing, and great grandchildren. Krodh and Himsa. And from them, Kali and his sister Duruti. Harsh speech. Shall we continue with the family tree? From them, Mrityu and Bhiti, fear. And from them, Yatana, excessive pain, and Niroi, hell. Yes. So this is the Nitya Sukhi Parivar. Then the second question. Inquiring is acquiring more and more money intoxication. It leads to intoxication. By more and more money, one becomes more and more intoxicated. Either he takes intoxicants, uses the money for intoxication, or he becomes intoxicated by the money itself. In the 10th canto, 10th chapter, concerning Kalakubra and Manigriva, Yamalarjuna, it's said that that wealth is more intoxicating than anything. If one is educated, then he becomes intoxicated by his educational prowess. If one is good looking, one becomes intoxicated. I'm so good looking. But if one has wealth, then he becomes madly intoxicated. Adhyati intoxicated.
It is the subject of
question?
Another question. What is the remedy of this problem?
Remedy.
What problem? It is so many things.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare.
ভগবান ভক্তি যে চৌষট্টিটা অঙ্গের মুখ্য পাঁচটা অঙ্গ, সাধু সঙ্গ শ্রীবিগ্রহের সেবা, ভগবান সঙ্গ হরিনাম ভোজেবাস, এর মধ্যে কোনো কোনো আর হচ্ছে তারপরে আছে প্রচার। এরপরে কোনো কোনো ক্ষেত্রে প্রচার বেশি করতে গিয়ে বা প্রচার করতে গিয়ে এইগুলো কম হয়ে যায়, সেক্ষেত্রে এটা কতটা গুরুত্বপূর্ণ। আর হচ্ছে ভোজেবাসটা প্রভু একটু যদি এক্সপ্লেন করেন, নেক্সট টাইম করতে পারি কিছুটা, যে উনি বলেন ভোজেবাস মানে ধামে বাস, ধাম যাত্রা, গৃহে বাস। কিন্তু আমার গৃহটা আমাকে সবসময় কৃষ্ণ চিন্তার মধ্যে রাখতে পারে না, মানে সেই পবিত্রতা নেই ওখানে। থাকলে আমার কখনো মনে হয় অনেকক্ষণ জব হয়ে গেছে, একটু বই পড়া হয়ে গেছে, এবার একটু টিভি একটু খবর একটু খেলা দেখি, তাহলে আমার বোঝেবাস করাটা কতটা ইম্পর্টেন্ট। প্রথম প্রশ্ন হচ্ছে, ফার্স্ট কোয়েশ্চেন হচ্ছে ভক্তির
মুখ্য, একটু প্রশ্ন,
প্রথম প্রশ্ন, ভক্তির পাঁচটা অঙ্গ প্রচার করতে গিয়ে অনেক সময় কম বেশি হয়ে যায়।
So there are the five prominent angles of the 54. So after this, he has said we go for prachar, preaching. So, but when we see that when we go for preaching, then these five, they go down.
Why should they go down?
প্রচারে অনেক দায়িত্ব থাকে,
সেখানে
ক্লাস করছে, বুঝে বাস করতে পারছি না।
উনি বলছে প্রচার করতে গেলে অনেক সময় আমার এগুলো হচ্ছে না, পাঁচটা বিষয়।
When you do prachar, then that should make us more enthusiastic for hearing and chanting.
উনি মানে বলছে না, এটা হওয়া উচিত নয়, আমাদের প্রচার করার আগে নিজেকে উৎসাহী হতে হবে, ভগবানের কথা শ্রবণ করার বিধান করা।
When you preach, you get more time, not less. What's that right? When you preach, you get more time, not less. When we were working in the printing department in Boston, Prabhupada ordered that the whole printing department, every day, they should spend 1 hour in Nagar Sankirtan. And so we all doing different work, we would jump into a van and go to the square and do Harinam Sankirtan. One hour. And then we would jump in the van and come back. And our experience was that by doing this, we got more work done. That means our time was not 1 hour subtracted, rather time was added. More enthusiasm, more
life.
So prachar shouldn't mean that my hearing chanting becomes less, but and hearing chanting shouldn't mean that my preaching becomes less.
Job kirtan kora kam hoye jay, prachar kora kam hoye kam. বা আপনার ভজন যদি ভালো করে প্রচার কম হবে, অর্থাৎ একটা বাড়লে দুটো
অ্যাকচুয়ালি প্রভুজি রিসেন্টলি উই হ্যাভ দ্য প্রোগ্রাম গৌর পূর্ণিমা অ্যান্ড উই হ্যাভ অলসো মায়াপুর পরিক্রমা 26th February ইট উইল বি স্টার্ট সো ইফ আই গো টু মায়াপুর পরিক্রমা দেন আই কুড নট অ্যারেঞ্জ দ্য গৌর পূর্ণিমা গৌর পূর্ণিমা ফেস্টিভ্যাল সো দিস ইজ দ্য ফেস্টিভ্যাল অফ 1200 festival of 1200 devotees. What I will do? I will go to Parikrama or I will arrange properly the Gaur Purnima program.
Now why should you go to Mayapur? There's thousands of devotees here. If you can arrange for 1200 people to drive. You arrange for 1200 people to join in Gaur Purnima, Mahaprabhu will come from Mayapur to
here.
This was my question actually.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question.
Next question.
You are saying that Brajavas either in the holy place, if not the holy place, it's the temple. Or if not possible, then you make the house of the temple. So you're saying that in house appear there, then sometimes we watch TV and newspaper.
Yeah. The house of television newspapers, that's not Vrindavan, that's Kolkata. That's not Vrindavan, that's Kolkata. We have to make our home like Vrindavan. If you want to enjoy, take your television, bring it to the second story of your house, and throw it. When the television hits the ground, it makes a sound, that's cute. And you can take the pieces of the television and wrap them up in the newspaper. But therefore it's recommended to go to a place, to the holy places like Mayapur and Vrindavan, because if we stay at home, the tendency is newspapers and television.
তো সেজন্য আমাদের অনুমোদন প্রয়োজনে মায়াপুর বা বৃন্দাবনে যান যেখানে সুযোগ রয়েছে ভগবানের ভক্তি
করার
সারা জীবনের জন্য বাড়িতে থাকা ঠিক না
পরিবারে হয়েছে কি টিভির কখনো কখনো আমাদের এরকম হয় কি, আমাদের বাড়িতে টিভির ব্যবহার উঠে গেছে, টিভি ইউজ হয় না, কিন্তু এখন ডিভোটিজরা অনেক স্মার্ট হয়ে গেছে, তো স্মার্টফোন ইউজ করে। তো স্মার্টফোনের মধ্যে অনেক সময় অনেক অপশন চলে আসে। এবার অনেক সময় হয় কি, কিছু ভক্তরা, মানে অনেক ছোট ভক্তরা কীর্তন এন্ড লেকচার্স এন্ড এগুলোর উপরে অ্যাডিক্টেড, মানে বেসিক্যালি অ্যাডিক্টেড হয়ে পড়ে ফর কীর্তন এন্ড লেকচার্স অনলি, মেবি সামটাইম দর্শনস। তো হোয়াট শুড বি ডান, ইজ ইট গুড অর ইজ ইট ব্যাড? সাম প্যারেন্টস আর টেকিং টেলিং দ্যাট ইট ইট ইজ ইউ আর অ্যাডিক্টেড উইথ ইউর ফোনস অ্যান্ড you are wasting your times in your phone, but sometimes the children were doing some good services in phone, like they are listening pravachans, kirtans and maybe taking some darshans. Is it good? So sometimes the parents they did not understand that they are doing some good things also in their phone. So it is good or bad?
A little dangerous. Maya never gives us anything good.
Maya never gives us anything good. Maya never
gives us anything good. She gives, but when she gives, she takes also.
Maya never gives us anything good.
So one has to be very, very careful. This, even just like we saw, there was no, practically no television in India. Little something. Then Mahabharata came, everyone's watching Mahabharata on television. Then Mahabharata was gone and everyone's watching everything else. This is the problem. That Maya will never touch you, you can do some seva. You buy my cell phone, maybe you can do better seva.
So Maya ki kore, samsung chesta kore, jodi apni sara korche, Maya chesta kore ki amar onno desh porishkar.
But then everything else comes.
Tarpor aro onno kichu korte
pare. So one should be very suspicious about these things. Very careful about it, because their nature is, as you say, very addictive. And the we're not doing anything but good. So one should be very careful. For children especially. These video games and all of that, very bad. No Krishna content, and simply agitating the mind. And then if I don't have a video game, I can't be happy. In previous days, you go to a village and a child has a stick. At the end of the stick there's a nail. And on the nail there's a wheel, and he's rolling the wheel with the stick, he's very happy. But now, unless he has the latest video games, then he's crying and he's throwing a fit. But he was happy when he was just rolling wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So these things create a kind of false happiness. Since we're talking about these things, this where did mine go? Oh yeah. This business is actually very dangerous. The medical evidence indicates that there's serious problems with doing that. Serious medical threats. I never do it. It's always speakerphone. Or no phone. No phone is better, but speakerphone is second best. Even some medical evidence is there. Because according to one Vaidya, these gadgets are emitting fire. Pardon me. The Vaidya was seeing some unusual pulse in the Western countries. He said to his father, Vaidya father, what is this pulse? The father said, "Well, we see this pulse when someone's home is hit by lightning." So then he was considering. So the conclusion was that all of these devices are shooting Agni in our direction. The mobile, the computer, the video, the television.
Mobile, computer, video, TV, something.
The router.
Wi-Fi.
All Agni. Maya never just gives, she always takes also. So as far as possible, the less you need these things, the better. My own rule is before 9 o'clock, off. Before 9 a.m. off. After 6 p.m. off. Computer. And mobile, I give a little more, but not much. Otherwise, you see children, you know, they're like chewing on the phone and all. Less is better and none is still better. Even in Muslim countries, it's a known thing. In the Middle East, it's a known problem. About boys and girls mixing, they're very strict. No mixing or there'll be trouble. But all the boys and girls have cell phones. And they're sending messages and they're sending pictures and everything. That's like Islamic Maya. So, less is better and none is best. And none is not possible, so then we have to adjust it with great caution. Counter versus peace? I don't know. Jai Hare Krishna. I don't have anything to say. Chant Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Thank you.